All right, once again, we're back. We're at the Farmer's Market at St. Philip's Plaza on this beautiful Sunday in March. And we're here with Mike Swift from Fiora di Capra.
That's correct.
How do you like that, Fred?
Well,
how do you like that?
You're a radio professional.
Woo-hoo! All right, Mike, you got a lot of goat stuff going on here. What's going on with this?
Well, my wife is the expert. I'm the helper. I want to start that out.
Okay. Why is it that we asked her to interview and she pointed at you?
Well, she probably wanted me to speak, but she's really the expert. She makes all the cheese, the yogurt, kefir. She milks the goats. She's,
well, give us a little background.
Yeah.
What do you?
She's raised dairy goats since she was 4 years old.
Okay.
She has her degree in nutrition from the U of A, and we opened up our dairy in 2006.
So you have a dairy here?
Yes, we have a grade A goat dairy.
Where is your dairy?
We're 40 miles to the east, in Pomerene, just north of Benson, Arizona.
Nice.
And so she's been raising dairy goats. She's been making product and selling, and then we opened up for business in 2006.
And how's it going?
It's going okay.
Yeah.
It's a tough economy out there, and you have to sell a lot of portions of goat cheese to make a living. So.
And this is artisan material product.
Yes.
We're not talking about the stuff you get at the grocery store, which you don't see a whole lot of goat cheese at the grocery store. But this is, handcrafted.
Yes.
Food products.
It's all handcrafted. It is artisan. I mean, she works about 16 hours a day on this. We have raw products. We have pasteurized products. We have yogurt, kefir, milk. We bottle raw goat milk. We are the only grade A dairy in the state of Arizona that's licensed to sell and bottle raw goat milk.
Now, what's kefir?
Kefir is a cultured milk product. It's made with a grain.
What? And, you don't know what kefir is, Fred?
Yeah.
I know kefir Sutherland.
Dude, you know him personally?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's really pronounced kefir, but it's a...
Oh, kefir!
Because I was going to say I don't know what it is either, but
yeah.
Now kefir.
So it's a cultured milk product. It's got a lot of great probiotics, and folks, you can actually buy your own grains and add your milk to it. But we buy a grain and sell it already prepared. So,
well, that's great.
Now we were walking by earlier and saw some of this great stuff. Now, you have a blue goat cheese I saw earlier?
Yes, we call it our Bloomy Blue. It's an aged Chev. It's a raw Chev. It has, it's got a blue cheese flavor, and the inside is almost like a brie. It's very soft.
Now, is that like, is the same kind of mold or
culture
for blue cheese? Or
we have a blue cheese culture in there.
All right.
Yeah.
So is there something special about goat milk, goat cheese?
Well, goat milk is naturally homogenized, which means that it's easier to digest. It's a smaller fat globule. Goat milk is generally considered better for you. It's very similar to human milk, so easier to digest. About 40% of folks that have problems with cow's milk and have problems digesting it can drink goat's milk.
Oh, that's great.
Could be it's the proteins in it. Sometimes the cow's milk proteins are too difficult.
And it's got that wonderful tang to it.
Yes, it does. A little bit, yeah.
No, I'm a big fan of goat cheese.
Well, our stuff is very fresh. For our milk, she bottles it the day before we come to the market. So it's from the milking on Friday and Saturday, and then sold on Sunday. We also sell in stores here in town.
Oh, which stores are you in?
We're at Food Conspiracy down on 4th Avenue, and New Life Health Food on Speedway and Swan.
Sweet. That's great.
That's awesome. Well, continued success.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for spending a minute with us.
I appreciate it.
And if folks want to find out more about your product, where should they go?
Go to goatmilkandcheese.com. That's our website. And also, we're on Facebook, and we post a lot of updates on Facebook. Again, it's Fiora di Capra, flower of the goat in Italian.
Okay.
So Fiora, F-I-O-R-E, and then D-I, and then Capra.
And the website one more time?
Goatmilkandcheese.com.
Excellent. Thanks.
Thanks.